Well, good morning, everybody. I hate to tell you, but this is the last day of Christmas. And so after Masses this weekend, we say goodbye to our beautiful trees and all those things. And it's also the feast day today of the baptism of the Lord. And so I was kind of thinking about both of these things together, and I actually had a whole different homily prepared. I was going to talk about the wedding feast at Cana, but then I woke up yesterday, and the first thought I had was swaddling clothes. And I don't know where that came from except for God. And so I took that as a sign that I was supposed to talk about that. And so I've been thinking about, like, when Jesus was born and was placed in the manger in the stable, Mary and Joseph wrapped him, according to Scripture, in swaddling clothes. And in a sense, we are wrapped in spiritual swaddling clothes when we are baptized. There's a part of the baptismal ritual, in point of fact, there's a beautiful prayer prayed over the child as the parents, godparents, place a baptismal garment, a white garment, around the child. And in a sense, this child is being wrapped in swaddling clothes. And of course, the purpose of swaddling clothes for Jesus was that, and we still swaddle children in some ways, you know, it comforts the child, it keeps the child warm, it protects the child from him or herself, because otherwise, you know, little infants will scratch themselves and do all sorts of things that might not be good for them. And the swaddling clothes also kind of provide a beautiful transition from that, you know, snug place of the mother's womb, and like this transition to life in the world. And so there's lots of purposes for swaddling clothes. And I was just kind of thinking about all of that and with a relation to our baptism. And something I started doing a good while ago is I've always done an examination of conscience at the end of the day. And that's something that the church has always recommended for everyone. This is something that it's a really good practice, a very, very, very good practice for all of us Christians to be in, that at the end of the day, we do an examination of conscience. It's not a test. It's to say, where was God in my life today? Where did I kind of receive the Lord? And maybe where did I not? And it's a hugely important thing. And there's lots of different forms of doing it. But the one I started doing a good while ago is called BAKER. It's an acronym. I like acronyms, and I also like giving you little pieces of paper. And there, maybe you grabbed one on the way in. They're by all the doors. You can get one on your way out if you did not get one on your way in. But it's an acronym for blessing, ask, kill, embrace, resolve. And I just want to say a quick thing. So, like, blessing, at the end of the day, to be like, Lord, where have you surrounded me with your blessings today? Where have I been swaddled, wrapped, enveloped by your blessings? Because we have blessings everywhere. And if we don't stop to count them, we become very negative people. But if we count our blessings, we realize just how many there are. And it's a great practice as our examine begins, to say, like, Holy Spirit, like, open my eyes, open my heart. Where have I been blessed today? And sometimes our blessings come in the form of crosses. That's okay. But to say, where have I been blessed? The A stands for ask. And this is where we say, Lord, wrap your mercy, wrap your grace, swaddle your grace with this person in my life who's going through a hard time, maybe is very, very sick. Or this situation that I don't know what to do with, this problem that I'm experiencing, Lord, wrap your grace around that person or situation. Because that invites the Lord into that. And sometimes our prayers can become very selfish. Somebody once said, if God answered all of your prayers exactly as you wanted him to today, would the whole world change or just your life? And the thing of it is, our prayers, we have to be praying so much for other people, and every prayer counts. Which is the most extraordinary thing, because we are, in baptism, we enter into Christ, which is why we're surrounded by blessings, by the way, but it's also why, because we are bound together in the divine life. We are bound together in Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection, who is the life, and that my prayer for you helps you, and your prayer for me helps me, and that we, God has organized it that way. That's the power of intercessory prayer. And that we, because we are baptized into Jesus, share in a special way in the power of intercessory prayer. We pray all our prayers through Christ our Lord. And that you and I, because we're in Jesus, we're incorporated into Him by our baptism, our prayers are powerful indeed. And so the A is to ask the Lord to wrap His grace, His mercy, His love around this person, that person, that person. The K stands for kill. Now that may sound a little harsh, but the reality is, you remember one reason for swaddling clothes was to protect the baby from hurting itself. And every sin that we do hurts ourselves and hurts the body of Christ. When I don't pray as I'm supposed to, as a priest, when I rush through my divine office, my liturgy of the hours, when I rush through my rosaries, my holy hours, the Mass, I hurt the body of Christ. And when we say things that are hurtful to others, we hurt the body of Christ. When we neglect the poor, we hurt the body of Christ. When people don't come to the table of the Lord on Sunday, it hurts the body of Christ. When people, pick any sin in the world, it hurts the body of Christ. And it hurts ourselves. It has a detrimental effect. And so the K is to say, Lord, like, wrap your mercy around me, because today I've been filled with blessings and now I've asked you for things, but I've also realized that I have sinned today and that my sins have a ripple effect. And Jesus, wrap your mercy around me because I'm sorry. And I need your help. And wrap your healing balm around me and those that I maybe have hurt today. And just help me, you know. And then you make a note of that to take to your next confession, so that you remember what you need to confess. And I do that every day. And then I make my list, and then I take my list and my every other week confession. Beautiful thing. So that then you've got the E, Baker. The E stands for embrace. And here is the most wonderful part. Because you're there at the end of your day, you're doing your... And you just allow Jesus to embrace you. And you realize at that moment that because you're allowing Jesus to fill your spirit with peace, you just realize that you are His beloved. So many people have a negative image of God. God's not out to get us. He's out to love us. And the E is to say, Lord, I want you to love me. And everybody, our human desire is to be loved. That's everybody, even the most macho person out there wants to be loved. And the E is to say, Lord, embrace me. Wrap me with your love, with your mercy, with your grace. And thank you that you surround me with your presence, you fill me with your presence, and you swaddle me with your presence. That's how much you love me. In our first reading, it talks about how God formed us from the very beginning. The scripture says that God knit you together in your mother's womb. And the pregnant women who are with us this morning, like, God is knitting a soul together inside of you. Incredible. Like, that you are loved into existence, that we are all loved into existence, and that we recognize that we're in the womb of the church, and that we are surrounded by love, and this E is just to be embraced by all of that. And it's a happy place. Sometimes that's the place where I spend the most time. Jesus is told by the Father in our gospel, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." And God looks down at you and He says the same thing. You are my beloved. in you I am well pleased. And we just sit there with that and we enjoy it. We enjoy the peace. And then the R is to say, Lord, resolve. I resolve. I've learned from my mistakes today. I've learned from all that happened today in my life. And here's what I intend to do better tomorrow. And maybe I've tried to escape the swaddling clothes of God's mercy today. And I'm fighting. I'm agitated. And I'm filled with anxieties and all these different things. And Lord, like, I'm sorry that I want to learn better, because it's just better with you. And I've tried to flee you. I've turned from you. And I'm sorry. And today I'm going to do X, Y, or Z so that that doesn't happen. Friends, I think this baker thing is important. Blessings, ask, kill, embrace, resolve. And that's all on here with a little blurb about each one on the way out the door. I just think that it helps us, just to, this understanding that in baptism we're wrapped in the swaddling clothes of God's love and mercy. And that helps us when we remember it, when we live it, to understand that we are God's beloved. And He has a mission, a purpose for each one of us. And when we do all this, it helps us to relive more fully our baptismal promises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.